That there were disputes regarding certain books, whether they should be included or should not be included. The book of Yechezkel is one of the books. There are other books, the book of Koheles, because there are books that at first glance are difficult to deal with. And the criteria that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah used is whether or not the book was authored with divine inspiration, or whether it was the product of human genius. In other words, Shakespeare is human genius. There's no... Even I admit that Shakespeare is genius. But Shakespeare is not the Bible. And therefore, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made the difficult decisions as to which books were written by Ruach HaKodesh and which books are the product of human genius. Now, there's a book that still exists, that's the sheet for next week. There's a book that still exists called Chochmas Ben Sira, or Mishle Ben Sira. Ben Sira, according to the Gemara, was the son of the prophet Yirmiyahu. And not only that, according to the Gemara, he was conceived through artificial insemination, which the Gemara discusses, that Shaila, really the Shaila of test tube babies. And Ben Sira was a genius. And he wrote a book that we still have in the style of Proverbs, in the style of Mishle, that was written by Shlomo HaMelech. And the book of Ben Sira is quoted in the Talmud numerous times. It was well known to them, and they brought proofs for their philosophic and moral ideas from the works of Ben Sira. And the Gemara discusses whether the work of Ben Sira should have been included in the Bible or should not have been included in the Bible. They took a vote and they decided that it was human genius, it was not divine inspiration. That is the foundation for the series of books that are known to us as the Apocrypha, which is a Greek word meaning outside. It is outside of the Bible. The Apocrypha, you should be aware, there is a Jewish Apocrypha and there's a Christian Apocrypha. The Christian Apocrypha is much more famous, naturally, because the Christian Apocrypha, A, was later, and B, is much more exotic. The Jewish Apocrypha is referred to in the Talmud and in the Mishnah as Svarim HaChitzonim, the outside books. And Chazal came down very hard against the Apocrypha, or against the study of the Apocrypha, because they wanted to emphasize the clear difference between those books of the Bible which are divinely inspired and part of the Bible, and those books of the Bible which are not. And they were afraid, therefore, that the books of the Apocrypha sometimes could have a wider appeal, a greater circulation, a greater readership than the books of the Bible themselves. And therefore, the ban against the Svarim HaChitzonim was made to guarantee that the Apocrypha would remain the Apocrypha. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were the ones that decided, and they said, these 24 books are the books of the Bible. Nothing else. And they sealed the Bible. From that time on, there was no book that could get in. And none have. We have, therefore, the record of the Chashmonoim, which is either called the Sefer HaMakabim or the Megillas Chashmonoim, is a book of the Apocrypha. It is not one of the holy books. And you will remember that I told you last week that one of the things that was missing in the Second Temple is that there were no more prophets. There was no more Ruach HaKodesh. There was no prophecy. There was no Ruach HaKodesh.